Hour number two, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. He is Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. We'll get back into that. You've been doing mock drafts over there. So
I have.
You're having fun.
But we got to send our condolences out to a very good friend of ours on
yes.
the show here.
Yes, I'm
Tim Hasselbeck's father passed away. And Tim is somebody that's been with this station since day one in 2011. And we love Tim Hasselbeck, and it's just our hearts go out to his family.
Yeah, Tim and Matthew tweeted it out last night. Of course, Matt, former Titans quarterback. But we've been blessed to get to know the Hasselbecks over the years. And, you know, Tim coaching at Innsworth, his dad was helping out, you know, with that too. And so just learned that sad news yesterday. And, you know, we've reached out to Tim and definitely thinking about him and Matt and the rest of the family and all of them. So condolences for sure. I've been there. I get it. So you've been there. It's not easy, but that's why you have family and can – help each other through it. So we're thinking about you.
Yeah.
Best friend.
Won a Super Bowl with the Raiders in 83. I mean, that's just Super Bowl winner. Man, that's pretty cool.
He played for the Vikings too, right?
I don't – maybe for like a year.
I think he did. Because I asked Jared, and he wasn't sure. So Don Hasselbeck is who we're talking about. He played for the Vikings in 84. And I think
– he was 6'7"?
I don't know. He was a big guy. He did. So he and Floyd were together with the Vikings. Floyd was the defensive coordinator in 84. So I knew there was a connection somewhere with Floyd Reese. I asked a trivia question for the Talladega tickets. I believe Cindy was our winner. The question was Dale Earnhardt Sr., who has the most wins at Talladega with 10. All but one of those wins came in the famed number 3 owned by Richard Childress. What was the other car number? The most popular guess was 2 because he started his career in the number 2 in the Cup Series with Rod Osterlin. In 1981, he started with Osterlin. He sold the team. He stayed in the 2 for a little bit, and then that didn't work out, so he went to Richard Childress and drove the 3 for the first time. But that didn't work out, and so he left at the end of 81 and went to Budmore Engineering in a Ford in the number 15, sponsored by Wrangler. That's where he had the Wrangler car and the blue and the yellow. He'd return to Childress in 1984, where he raced the rest of his career in the number 3. So it was the number 15, the only time he drove a Ford.
So Cindy got that.
Yep.
Do you think Cindy Googled that?
I hope not. I hope she knew. If you know your Earnhardt, you knew the 15 because, I mean, even Michael Waltrip ran the 15 because that was one of his numbers.
It's funny about numbers. You should mention that because I was tweeting you guys the other night or texting you guys with the Lawrence Taylor documentary. He was 98 for the Giants for 1 year.
I didn't know that.
Then the NFL moved a rule like all linebackers have to be in the 50s.
So he became 56?
He wanted 51 because he loved Dick Butkus. But then he's like, I'll take 56.
So was this a football life?
Yeah.
Is that what this was?
Yeah.
So there was I've watched a documentary on him from a few years ago that was fantastic. But I'm sure that was
same thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. He's a fascinating study.
He revolutionized the game of football because Parcells said Lawrence Taylor is the reason that the H-back was invented because you had to block him with a tight end / fullback.
Yeah.
The tight end had to get out to catch a pass. So somebody had to help block him out, so the fullback became the H-back for the sole reason of two guys blocking Lawrence Taylor. So what happened, two guys blocked Lawrence Taylor, it opens up for guys like Jim Burt and George Martin to get in there and make the sacks. And LT was pretty funny about, because I took more pride in those guys making sacks than I did. But, yeah, he was 98 and switched over to 56.
But he was technically a linebacker, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But he could, in some defenses, I guess, be considered a defensive end, right? If you look at kind of today's NFL, there's some pass rushers that.
Yeah, I mean, it's putting your hand down. And he never put his hand.
He was always on the outside.
Yeah. And so in college he did, but in the pros, not so much. But, you throw out a number out 56, LT, you know, three, Dale Earnhardt. I mean, it's just crazy how the numbers have played a part in our lives for so long.
Yep.
For different things that go
they
on.
They do for sure. But yeah, sure that it's a good. All right, how's your draft going?
Well, I just took the Las Vegas Raiders to the woodshed. And they know it. And Brady sent me a note earlier. It's like, what's going on?
You deflated him.
It's ESPNanalytics.com. And if you're at work right now, I suggest you not do this because you won't get nothing done the rest of the day. That's the reason you should do it. And it's fascinating, man. You brought up last week. I'm like, oh, this is boring. And then you look at it and thinking, holy cow, holy cow. And you just different trade scenarios that go on. This is fun. And I just did one with the Raiders. And I ended up getting six picks, six of the first 103 players. Six of the first 103 players on the Titans. I got defensive end. I got two wide receivers. I got a tight end. I got a linebacker. I mean, it's just, this is fun to do. Can you imagine sitting in that room? I think we all look at the draft like, oh, I could do that. No. No, I don't think you, at that moment, that's the thing we talked about. Yeah. Who makes, does it Breaker? Is it Borgonzi? Is it Amy Adams? Who makes a call? You got 10 minutes. Who makes that call?
It's a great question.
I don't know. I mean, does Amy Adams make the call? I mean, you have to say, Amy, we're going to take Nick Frazier out of Father Ryan High School. Okay. I mean, is it more just lip service to her? She's not going to sit back and say, well, his intangibles, his cone drill, he had a 4.4, no, which is not good.
Just saying, from that camp, you're getting a good athlete.
So I don't know, but this is kind of like put you in the box of like, all right, how's this going to go on, dude? I think you get a newfound respect for
it's
the
hard
process.
To do. Well, so I will say one of the coolest things that you know we got to do when Floyd was here was he did a contract negotiation with a former agent. We actually recorded that, and he did a fake contract. That was fun to listen to. And then also, he told stories about calling GMs and making trades and just the dialogue that goes there. And, you know, he was always like, you have to know what you want. And if you don't want something, you have to let the other guy know, hey, like, look, I'm not moving off of this. So, you know, you either come up with something different or you're wasting my time and I'm wasting yours, you know. So some of those conversations. But, like, for instance – we were talking about the Saints earlier. You know, they could be in the market for a quarterback. What I think one of the biggest things that Borgonzi and Brinker need to do next week is figure out how to get into the third round. Whether that's moving back from 35 and, you know, keeping a second round pick, but maybe picking later in the second round and trying to get a third round out of that. You have a couple of fours. That you can use, you know, do you use those to try and maneuver your way around? But I just feel like the third round is usually an important round. You need your first, you need your second, but they had traded that third round to get L'Jarius Sneed, which is looking to be it was already looking bad. Now it's even looking worse.
Will you give up the rest of the draft, your fourth, fifth, and sixth rounder, then you got two in the sixth rounder to get a third rounder and be done, have three picks?
No. No, that would – no.
Then nobody's going to trade. Nobody's going to –
no, yeah, they will. 35 is a good pick.
So what are you saying? Get rid of 35?
I'm saying I would consider moving back from 35, you know, to 45 or something like that if I know – and, you know, you'd probably have to throw one of your fourths in there too to get a third. And then you still have a second, you still have a third, you still have a fourth. You have two fourths right now.
And you'd be good with first, second, third, and fourth. Four picks.
Well, you'd still have some six.
What if I want that from you? I'll move up with you, but I want the back half of your draft.
Let me call you back.
No, I'm busy. I'm going to eat.
Let me call you back.
I'll be
you'll answer.
Maybe not. You'll answer. My daughter's softball game.
That's it. On the night of the draft?
I thought this might be before.
The night of the draft.
Oh, then I'm working. I'll just call me back.
Do you call – okay, is there a trade package in your mind at all that involves a team like New Orleans or an equivalent that kind of needs a quarterback that involves Will Levis that, along with Levis and draft picks, would help you maneuver around?
You have a higher value of Will Levis than
well,
many of
okay,
us do.
What is he valued at? Is he do you value him as a
seventh rounder?
I'm gonna say a fifth.
To whom? We saw him play. He's not a fifth rounder.
Well, he's not a second rounder.
Are you his agent? If you are, that's fine.
No, I'm
just
not.
Just tell Dr. Crane and I, we're good with that. And we'll help you out.
No, I'm not. Is there a value on him that would act as a conduit to put a trade package together to add more picks?
I think Jacksonville would take him.
Because of Liam Cohen.
In the sixth round, a sixth rounder. You'd do that all day.
If I got a sixth rounder for him, I'd do it.
Yeah, you would do that all day.
I mean, truthfully, because I think it's a detriment to him and to Cam Ward to keep him on the roster if you're going to bring Cam Ward in. It's just you're creating awkwardness. So I would take just about anything for him at this point. But if you can get a fifth or a sixth, then I'd probably call that a win.
Yeah, I'm with you. I just think Cam does not get chosen. And when you've got all the cards sitting on your table where you could deal them out and get so much back, I mean, will you be happy after the first two rounds, first three rounds, if it's Cam Ward, Jaden Higgins, and Pierce from Tennessee? Those are your first three picks. And then you don't pick again for a while. Or would you like to have six picks in those first 103, I think I came up with? You double the guys. You're still picking six guys in the first 100 of the draft.
I mean, if you got six picks in the top 100, I'd like that a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But
if not,
they're going to have to move. They would have to move off one to do that, and I don't think they are.
And then Wiggins might be a good receiver, but how many does a first-year receiver make an impact in the league like this? It's very rare that that happens. You got Cam Ward back there who's going to get everything thrown at him by whatever team the first couple of games throw everything at him. I just think more you just go out and try to deal with it and get paid. It's so confusing because it's such a bad football team.
I know.
That's the problem.
615-737-1025. I want to hear your draft. Whether you've done a new one or you're doing a new one right now, I want a draft from you.
Okay.
Coming up next. We'll do that. Chasing Big Joe on this Tuesday, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Hey, tune in to 94.9 The Fan this afternoon. Vandy Baseball takes on Lipscomb over at the Hawk. Pre-game at 5:45, the first pitch at 6. You can also listen on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com.
With the first pick in the NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select.
It's a great question. Who are they going to select? It's all coming up. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. On this Tuesday, looking forward to our draft show coming up next week at Twin Peaks in Madison. The crew back together again, Jared Stillman, Chris Sanders, Derek Mason, and Trevor Maddich from ESPN going to join us as well.
Should be a fun show, man.
Yeah, really looking forward to it. All right, you've done your draft.
All right,
and by the way, Sean Henry, who is our best friend and the CEO of the Nashville Predators,
yes,
chief bottle washer as well, has suggested that instead of us doing mock drafts, we should go and look at quote-unquote experts top 10 picks from last year to see
Love
how
it.
Close they were.
If he could send some of his assistants, he's got like 30 assistants
yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
If you could send like 10 of those to help us do this, Sean, we'd love to if you could do that. So thank you for that information. Again, ESPNanalytics.com. Go there. Do the draft. It's not only is it fun, but it's information. You learn about some of these guys. Like, I didn't know Jordan James from Oakland High School played at Oregon's in the draft.
Yeah.
No idea.
Yep.
So this is one of the running back that could go in the top 125 of the draft. So who knows? So I traded with the Bengals. I felt the Bengals could say, hey, we want Travis Hunter. We've already got Ja'Marr Chase locked down. And Higgins, we're good. Higgins, Mrs. Higgins. And then you got your guys. So with me, I'm the Titans. My first two picks are Mikael Williams, Edge from Georgia, and James Pierce from Georgia. I get the number 9 and 16
from Tennessee.
Pick. From Tennessee, yes. Sorry. Get those two guys, right? So, boom.
Number 9 and 16?
I'm sorry. I got him first at 17, Pierce at 35 in the second round.
Okay.
And then I gobbled more up. So, I got two edge rushers.
All right.
You don't have any.
Yeah, that's true.
Team's feeling better right now. Then I got Jaden Higgins, a receiver who's still there. Big guy, big body, going down the field. A second at 49.
Okay.
Look, man, I wheel and deal with the Bengals. I told
them. That's fine. That's how to do it.
No, I'm good with you.
Yeah.
I'm controlling the draft of the Bengals. Yeah, they're not getting one on me. Third round, I get a guy, Terrence Ferguson, the big tight end out of Oregon.
Okay.
He's here.
You've addressed a need there.
You got two rush ends. You've got a receiver. You got a big tight end. Then you need linebackers. I went Demetrius Knight Jr.
He is a popular pick in mock drafts for the Titans.
That defense at Carolina was really good down the stretch, and he was the leader on that team. Then I'm going to go with a cornerback, Quincy Riley from Louisville. Seems to be pretty good. I don't know anything about him. I like Quincy. I used to eat there as a kid. Why not? And then after that, Billy Bowman, safety of Oklahoma, fifth round, J.J. Pegues, DT out of Ole Miss. And in round six, a wide receiver out of Florida.
Shamir Dyke.
Chase loves that Shamir Dyke. So well done. Well done. He's a good player. Probably not the best player, but he's good.
So you
This is great.
You didn't get any guards?
No, I didn't get any guards. No guards. You can get guards off the heat pile.
I know.
I'm not drafting that. What did you say Floyd always said?
Nah, I'll get that later.
Oh, that's almost my Floyd laugh.
So it's funny. Jared likes to go and find around draft, like, different clips of Floyd. And he comes into my office one day, and he's laughing. He goes, "You'll like this. I was looking for clips of Floyd, and I found this one from, like, the first year that we did Jared and the GM." And it was an Ask the GM, and somebody had called in and said Floyd. It was when the Titans had number one and I think had traded out or were trading out of it or all that. And he was like, what would you do with all those picks? And Floyd's like, well, yeah, I got a lot of needs. I need, you know, I got the quarterback, so I need to build around the quarterback. So I'd go get a receiver. I'd go get a rush end, you know, a pass rusher. I'd see if I could find a tackle. We don't have a right tackle. Go find a right tackle. And Jared kind of interrupts him and goes, and a guard. And Floyd, like, you could hear it in his voice. It's like, shut up. Yeah. And he goes, nah, I'll get that later. I can get that whenever.
That's what it is. I was looking also, you know, quarterbacks in this, you know, when – the rookie, like, you know, Steve, it's hard to quantify Steve McNair as a rookie because he didn't play the first 2 years.
Yeah.
By the time he got starting in 97, he was good. Like, VY was relied on his athleticism in 06. And VY, look, made the Pro Bowl, and that's not an honor, really, because all the quarterbacks dropped out, but he still went and did that. And then Locker didn't play any hardly in 11, and then 12, he was okay. On and on. Mariota got beat up in 15. So I'm just looking at quarterbacks throughout the years to do that. And, you know, put Cam in there. And I just – last thing I want to see, my friends, is Cam Ward on the sidelines at Nissan Stadium with his head in his hands. Like, the hell is going on?
I think Dr. Crane has found that clip of the late, great Floyd Reese.
Is there any chance – it looks like we're going to have a top 10 pick and a top 5 pick from the Rams. Is there any chance the Titans – keep both picks, and if they do, what positions would you be looking at for them for next year? Thanks, guys.
I would be looking at corners, I would be looking at pass rushers, and I would be looking at receivers.
And offensive guards.
And, yeah, but I'll get a guard later.
Why is Stillman just inserting himself
with
a very popular and very influential general manager?
I miss that voice, by the way.
I still got his laugh. If you want to hear it,
give it to us.
It's like,
it's pretty good.
Thank you.
Hey, Bo.
Thank you.
Did he ever call you Bo?
No, I mean I knew him, but I didn't know him like you guys.
Yeah,
him, right.
Yeah. You were already gone, I guess, when he was
yes,
here.
Sir.
But, all right, you got me working trades now.
It's fun. It's no fun to go to the ESPN Analytics draft and put in Cam Ward. That's no fun. Hell, I just got us two rush ends and a good linebacker. You're welcome, Amy. And I'm doing that pro bono.
I mean, like, what I'm doing right now is trading one to the Raiders and it's letting me do 6, 37, 68, 180, 215 in their first next year.
Take it. Take it. You got one over on Pete Carroll right now.
I am
now,
fleecing
man.
That. And I'm getting a fourth rounder next year too. So there you go. I have just fleeced Pete Carroll with a trade.
Hey man, you're about winning. That's what you gotta do.
I'm
it's
here
no
to win.
Fun to do, Kent. So did you do it?
Yeah.
Who'd you pick at 6?
I haven't picked yet because I'm now going to see if I can move back up.
Oh, okay.
With all the picks I just got.
Look at you wheeling and dealing.
I'm going to see what
River
I can
Boat
do.
Riverboat Gambler,
here.
Chase McCabe. That's like me. On a Saturday night on Broadway.
That is.
Seeing
that
what's
is.
Out there.
Tossing some backwood buoys.
Right, man.
615-737-1025. It's Chase and Big Joe broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. I feel like a roller coaster about to take off. It's funny.
Yeah.
Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday.
Isn't that Dwight Schrute's music in the car before he goes into the sales? He sits in the car and cranks Motley Crue.
Gotta love some Motley Crue. That is for sure.
Your laugh just sounded like the buildup of the song.
I love it.
It did. Yeah, no, it did. So we're having fun with the ESPN Draft Simulator. I have been a wheeler and a dealer during the break.
Get it, man. What you got now?
So I traded number one to the Raiders. I got 6, 37, 68, and then like I think 178, and then their first and their fourth next year. I then picked up the phone, called Jacksonville, and said, hey, I want to move up a spot. And I got 5. Basically, I swapped. I gave them 10. I had gotten 103. And so I moved up to 88 and to 5. Because so I've wheeled into – I have a ton of draft picks now in this year's draft.
Proud of you.
Not that I think that that's realistic, but I feel good about it.
You should feel good
so
about
now,
that.
With the 5th pick, oh my God. With the 5th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Tennessee Titans select Travis Hunter, cornerback from Colorado. I don't know why he's still there, but he's still there.
Well, you got him now, buddy.
And now I'm back up at 35. And I will take James Pierce Jr., edge rusher from Tennessee.
Bring him on. Bring him here.
He's staying home. And then at 37, I will go Jaden Higgins.
Just go ahead and mark him as a Titan. Every
draft, I mean, every draft we're doing. I'm at 68, which is the third round. Got a couple of different options that we could do here. I'm going to take a flyer because he's fallen. Tyler Shough,
Shough.
The quarterback from Louisville. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take him with my third round pick. There you go. Take a flyer on him.
Why not?
Let's see. Now we're in the third, still in the third round, pick 88. I will go. A lot of good options there. I know this is great radio.
It's really. I mean, like it, man.
Scatabu's there. Would you take Scatabu in the third round or skip him and go fourth round? I'd probably go fourth round.
Yeah, I'd skip Scatabu.
Skip Scatabu. Can you imagine? Like, is this what this is like? Like, they just sit in a room, like, what if we traded this?
And it's got to be like that.
I mean, I like my picks.
Why don't you pull some strings, get us in over there on draft night?
Yeah, I'm sure give they'd go for people. That.
Oh, Robbie, it's Chase.
Really? Too soon, man.
Yeah.
I need it. You know, I'm going to go Terrence Ferguson, the tight end from Oregon. I think you picked him, didn't you?
Yep. Then when he drops the ball, you'd be like, WTF.
Yep. All right. So there's two third rounders now. Pick 120. Scottaboo's still there.
Do you have any linebackers yet you've taken? This team has no linebackers.
I got edge rusher. I got Pierce.
Not a linebacker. I need a linebacker.
Inside linebacker?
Yes.
Demetrius Knight's there.
Heck yeah, my man.
All right, I'll take him at 120. Taking Demetrius Knight Jr. from South Carolina. Pick 141. The Tennessee Titans select Jordan James, running back from Oregon.
Hey, the local boy.
There you go.
Kind of like Dedrick. Dedrick Tatum was a local boy.
He was. Man, Will Howard's there. I kind of wish I hadn't taken the Louisville guy now. We're going to go Jackson Slater, who's a guard from Sacramento State.
Why are you doing that? What round's that? Six?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another six rounder. How about Ty Hamilton? He's a defensive tackle from Ohio State.
All right.
You like that?
I'm not taking offensive lineman from Ohio State.
No, I know. Got another one. I'm going to take another tight end. Yeah, I'm going to take another tight end. Jackson Hawes from Georgia Tech. Doing that. I feel good about it. All right. Still in the sixth round. Got a lot of six rounders here. How about Shamar James, linebacker from Florida?
Love him. I just took him in mine. Yep.
Okay.
Well
right.
done.
All right. Good. Good.
So, again, you started and you traded with the Raiders.
Yep.
Then you traded back up with
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
But I essentially swapped our first picks and I got another third rounder. I kind of fleeced both of them. Felt good about it.
Like it.
Let's see. Still in the sixth round. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Tommy Hill, who's a corner from Nebraska. Take a flyer there. And that's it. That's our draft.
So give me your top three picks now.
Travis Hunter, James Pierce Jr., and Jaden Higgins.
I like it.
I got a quarterback in the third round since I didn't get one. So there you go.
Well done, buddy.
The Raiders, since I traded my pick to the Raiders, they went Cam Ward.
Would the Broncos, they're at 20. Would they trade up at one to get Travis Hunter?
No, I don't think so. They'd have to give up a lot.
That's fine.
To do
you get up your first, second, third. I called Sean Payton. I said, I want your first, second, third, and your number one next year. He's like, yeah, we'll do that. Then you get Travis Hunter.
Yeah, then you do that. That's
you fine. Got the local boy. You got Bo Nix. I mean, you're rolling.
Cleveland went Shedeur Sanders. The Giants go with Abdul Carter. Vrabel goes with Mason Graham. And then the Titans went Travis Hunter.
It's funny. Through all these mock drafts, look at teams. One team I don't even look at is the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, yeah.
I don't bring the Cardinals up. I don't talk about them. Kyler Murray, I didn't know who their head coach is. Wasn't that guy that was for the Eagles, he's still there?
Sure. What's his name?
Scadaboo.
Oh, that guy?
No. I mean, I don't know who the coach of the Cardinals is. He was from the Eagles, right? Did he leave after the 22 Super Bowl?
Jonathan Gannon.
Jonathan Gannon. JG.
Yeah, he was with the Eagles.
Yep.
The DC.
So I don't know anything about the Cardinals. I mean, that's the most hapless NFL team ever. Oh, man, I don't know about that, man.
2955 says, DMA says you can't take flyers. The Titans can't afford to do that.
Tell you, man, it's going to be fun. And if Goodell walks up there, Chase, and says there's been a trade, chaos
will
ensue.
We have a trade to announce.
It'll be great. Chaos will ensue, man.
I just don't – like, how did Hunter fall to me at five?
Intangibles? Maybe. Man, I don't know. Who picked the first four before you?
Well, Jack. It was Cam, Shedeur, Carter, the DT from Michigan, and then Hunter. Like, there's no way that would happen.
No. But you never know. I mean,
you never know. You never
it's
know.
It's inexact science what's going to happen in 9 days.
Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. Hey, this week's Nashville's best deal is Chiba Hut Toasted Subs. Get half off a $50 gift card now at thegamenashville.com/deals. Celebrate 420 the Chiba way on Donaldson Pike.
You know, I married my cousin last year.
Oh, man, I don't know about that, man.
Can we please clarify what you're talking about?
Twice that I've done that.
That's a drop. For the love of God, let's clarify what you're saying.
I served as the officiant.
Thank you.
And my cousin and his wife got married. You know, I married another cousin last year.
My goodness. What a mashup that was. I married my cousin, Joe Rexroad. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Tuesday. We've had some fun today. DVD coming up in just a few minutes. But it is time. Our favorite. Let's get to it. What day is it? And celebrity birthdays. It's brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc., above and beyond industry standards. Commercial plumbing and HVAC, all forms of HVAC units, commercial refrigeration, and grease trap cleaning. Visit them at JarrettCompaniesInc.com.
All right, gentlemen. First and last, we have Anime Day. It's the cartoons.
Joe loves some anime.
I do. I really do.
Anime. All right.
Pokemon.
Yeah, I think that's in that realm. Let's see. Holy Tuesday is next.
Oh, yeah.
Income tax payday is today. I believe.
Not in Tennessee.
Yeah, not in Tennessee.
It's been extended.
To November.
Is that so?
It is. Yes, sir.
Sure is.
Interesting. Next on the list, we have Jackie Robinson Day. Baseball will all wear 42 today, I believe. McDonald's Day, Ronald McDonald.
Every morning.
Yeah. Micro Volunteering Day. I guess that's in a smaller capacity.
Is that what Nico's getting paid now?
Yeah, probably so.
Micro Volunteers.
Yeah. I got that. That was good.
Good.
Volunteers.
National ASL Day. That is American Sign Language Day.
Okay.
So
I thought it was something else that they used back in the day on MySpace, but that's all right.
I think that's AOL, right?
No, it was MySpace. ASL meant something else.
Oh, okay. All right. National Glazed Spiral Ham Day.
So I love that.
You love a good glazed spiral ham?
Like a honey baked ham, baby.
Delicious. Let's see. National. There's no double P in here, so it's not what I think it is. National Gripers Day. So
that's okay. American pastime.
Yeah. It's showing a piece of toilet paper. But continuing, National Laundry Day. So you guys ever hang your laundry outside before?
All the time.
Okay.
On the clothesline? Absolutely.
Yeah, my grandmother used to. Not my nanny, but my other one. National Library Workers Day. National Rubber Eraser Day. National That Sucks Day.
Table that clock. Every day. 2 to 6. He'll be saying that all day.
Let's see. Take a Wild Guess Day, World Art Day, and to wrap it up, Titanic Remembrance Day.
Oh, is that, did it sink today? Or was it the anniversary of the sinking?
I guess so. I really don't. I think in my brain, I'm just shifting around a bunch of the chairs on the Titanic deck.
That's Did you cry in the movie?
The 3-hour movie? Yeah. Near the end, maybe.
It's okay. It's okay to cry at a movie. I've cried before movies. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these birthdays within 2 hours. First birthday, the talented Emma Thompson, the great actress.
38.
40.
66.
Oh, nice.
Friend of the show, Chris Stapleton. Not really, but we'll claim him.
Chris Stapleton, 42.
52.
47. Guys, right in the middle. I like that. So one of the actors in those little nerd movies, Luke Evans. You ever heard of him?
I mean, I'd probably know him if I saw him.
Yeah. Let's skip over. We don't need him. He's in one of those Middle Earth dumb movies.
32.
44. No, right. Moving on. Drummer Patrick Carney from the Black Keys. Don't they live here?
They do. 45.
43.
45, exactly. Chase knows where to put that gold on the ceiling.
Hi-yo.
Who else now? Actor Seth Rogen. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is 49?
44.
43. 2-1, Chase McCabe. Next up is actress Emma Watson. Wasn't she in one of those like Harry Potter movies or something? Emma Watson.
38.
She's Hermione. 35.
35, exactly. Mm. Chase, Nick, you're up 3-2 now. Good job. We'll go fast here in a second. Let's see here. I'm trying to find people. Singer Samantha Fox heard she went to a party last night. Something happened.
28.
32. 59.
Nice.
Guitar player Ed O'Brien of Radiohead.
53.
60.
57. Singer-songwriter Margot Price.
38.
44.
42. Dr. Crane got it. He's up 4-2. All right, to the sports world we go now. From Showtime, the guard Michael Cooper played with the Lakers.
58.
55.
69. Former Tennessee wide receiver played at the Chargers and the Cowboys, Anthony Miller.
62.
57.
60. 4-3, Dr. Crane. This next guy, one day I was working out in the Donaldson Y, looked to my right, and there he was. It was Jason Sehorn. How old is Jason Sehorn? This is years ago. He's married to the chick on the SUV show, or SUV. Angie Harmon.
SVU.
Angie Harmon. That's whatever it was.
Jason Sehorn, 57.
66.
54. Dallas Cowboy linebacker Darren Smith, who won a bunch of Super Bowls with him.
57. Say that.
54.
55. Dr. Crane's up 5-3. Last one. Get a chance to tie her, Chaser. A former Olympic athlete. She won 12 medals. Dara Torres. 12 medals she won in the Olympics.
58.
What sport?
I don't know, man.
Okay. 60.
58 exactly. 2 days in a row we've had ties. Chase McCabe at the buzzer. You had no idea, did you?
Nope, I had no idea.
58. Our default 65, there. But good job, buddy.
Just threw it up there. That is going to do it for us today.
Hey, as we leave the show, to our guys out there, if you are going through some things and struggling, just don't shut down. Talk on your cell phone. You can call or dial 988. You can text it. You can call. Somebody's always there to talk to you. We are always there to talk to you. If you need to reach out, please talk to us. If you're going through anything, you're having a tough day, man, we're here for you. We all get tough days, but we also want you to know that we love you. We're here for you. So no matter what happens, we're here for you. Again, we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll, DVD coming up next. 102.5, 106.3. That game.